I've lived in this country all my life and I love it, Craig. It's a great country.
Where is your place from here? Describe that journey you took this morning.
We're about 40K south of the Gregory Hotel. We came to the Gregory this morning and then into Burketown and then back down here to Floral. It took us about a three-hour trip.
How's the country looking?
Country looks very well, Craig. We've had a good start. We had good rain in December, and we need rain again now, but the country's looking very well. We've had a good start to the wet season.
Just talk about how much you've had and why you need more, because if someone was to pass through, they see this green grass, they'd go, oh, everything seems set for the season in the Gulf, but that's far from the case, isn't it?
Well, we our wet season is October, November, December, January, February, March, and it's good if we have a flush green feed in the end of March, and then we go into winter and we can survive, and our cattle will do very well through into October. If we get a good wet season, we don't need winter's rain. Winter's rain can be very spoiling, but we need a good heavy body of grass, green feed by the end of March with all our waters topped up, and then we're right. That is our wet season. That's the way we like it to happen.
Along with owning Mellish Park, you have a couple of properties near Longreach, which you bought after the drama around live export back in 2011, and almost to diversify your business a little bit. Can you compare and contrast the two areas for me and how it might be looking at those blocks further south?
Well, the two blocks at Longreach, unfortunately, have been destocked for 2 years. We had Nina Park first, and we sent steers down from Mellish Park, did very well, sold them to the feedlotters, did very well, but unfortunately it hasn't rained. I bought the adjoining property, Dara, when it came up, and there was cattle on Dara. I've sold the cattle off Dara, and I haven't been able to put any Mellish Park cattle on there since, but the wheel will turn, it will rain down there, and things will get back to normal, hopefully.
Alan, normal. That's something that means so many different things to so many different people. I just have a big question to ask, and that is, this country is regarded as the calf factory. Why? Tell me why.
This is safe country, Craig. You never have to destock these properties. You have to lighten up, but you never have to destock. It is a safe country, good breeding country. It's a great country. This is a good breeding area.
How do you handle the isolation? You've lived in these parts all your life. How do you find that isolation?
No isolation to me, Craig. I like being on my own.
Your son PJ is standing beside you. PJ, you get up in the air a fair bit. You're a pilot. You see the Gulf and how it looks in flood and in drought. And I guess you've seen a bit of both over the past 5 years.
Yes, I have. I've seen a lot of drought and a lot of flood.
How does it feel when you do see the water? Because where we are, on the banks of the Leichhardt, there's about, if you go 30 k's to the south, this big water hole just opens up. And these falls, which are not far from us, quite spectacular, the Leichhardt Falls, the river can actually be flat in flood. It's so hard to imagine now. We'll put some photos up on our Facebook page a little later today so you can see what I'm talking about too. But how do you describe those differences from the air, PJ?
Just magnificent. After a big flood, you get magnificent bird life. The country just sort of comes alive. It's just incredible to actually see it. The wildlife and the birds where they flock to the Gulf Country after a big wet is just amazing.
How do you handle the heat? Because by goodness, today there is a lot of sweat on our brow. Our shirts are sticking to us. All those sorts of things. How do you handle it?
Well, this is our life. There's some things you have to live with, and this is just one of them.
It is, and we're lucky today because we're on the veranda. We're not out doing cattle work. What's the plan for 2016, Alan? What sort of decisions are you making now for your property as we face the rest of the year?
Well, we rely on family for staff, and come the Easter holidays, we generally muster at Mellish Park. In the end of last year, it was very dry, and I sold the lead of next year's sales. Next year's lead is gone, so we may not be selling early this year. We will probably be June or July before we sell any numbers of cattle. But if we have a good season, hopefully we will get rain at Longreach, and we will We'll be very cautious because we want that country to recover before we send too many cattle down there. But if we get good rain, we will certainly send some cattle down there, and we'll just feel our way from there, Craig.
Yeah, feel our way. It's a gamble no matter what choice you do make. At least there has been a bounce in cattle prices as well. Alan, PJ, thanks so much for joining me on the veranda at Floraville Station today on the Queensland Country Hour. There's a big gum just beside me, and the leaves are blowing gently. A couple of cups of coffee are being had, but Megan Munchenberg, why would you want a cup of coffee when it's this hot?
Oh, well, I drink black tea, but, well, I don't know. It's just sometimes a bit of cold water goes instead of a tea, but I enjoy a cup of tea no matter what.
Megan, take me to where you live. It's not that far from here.
Yeah, I live down at Gregory Downs on a property down there. And I've lived there for 12 years nearly, and it's a beautiful part of Australia.
12 years, so that makes you, what, 50 years off still being a local?
Yeah, I think the limit's like 20 years or something, so 8 to go apparently.
But you also chair the local natural resource management group. Tell me about the challenges of, you know, keeping the pasture where you need it to be. We've been driving along and seeing rubber vine looking healthier than it perhaps has ever looked before. We're talking that's a weed. That's not what you really want to be seeing at all.
Yeah, no, rubber vine's a bit of a nightmare, really. It's a beautiful looking plant and was obviously a garden ornamental once introduced, but this wet season's really seen it come ahead. And as you said, along the road there, it's just everywhere, and along the river systems, and it's really taken its opportunity here with the rain and taken off a little bit.
And is that the biggest challenge in terms of managing the natural resources, weeds?
Certainly weeds are a huge challenge for the entire region. We have a lot of people in the community have a big challenge sort of trying to manage and control the weeds overall. We've got, you know, a lot of the top weeds of national significance in this region alone, like prickly acacia and rubber vine, bellyache bush. So, you know, just those three weeds alone can be enough for one person to deal with, let alone the entire region. So,
very tough job ahead by the sound of things, particularly after rain. You see those seeds take off because these are big rivers. They spread out an awfully long way, and you can't predict where something here may end up 100 k's away.
Yeah, it's certainly true. And I suppose my background is grazing land management. So I look at the sort of the pasture systems as having to be healthy as well to help prevent that weed spread around the, you know, into the pasture systems itself. So it's sort of a total land management concept that probably will help overall catchment management. But yeah, once that weed is in the river system, you've got a big challenge just trying to slow it down from moving into clean areas that haven't yet been affected.
Megan, you've been here 12 years. What do you love about it?
It's something iconic about Gregory Downs. Originally, I grew up in south of Sydney and moved...
South of Sydney? How'd you end up here?
I'm a horse person. So when I was 18, I moved to Queensland looking for a job where I could work horses and ride them for a living, and that's what I did. So I just worked in the stock camps until I settled at Gregory and had a family, a young family as well. So it's just a beautiful place to raise kids and a wholesome existence, and the people up here are genuine. And
well, someone said to me, it gets in your blood. You can't leave once it's in your blood. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think I've got the local disease where you just can't leave Gregory. You catch the virus and it's in you for life, I think. I think even if I left, I'd still have a magnet pulling me back towards this place.
Yeah, and is there a secret spot? Like, where do you go after a hard day's work? It seems like there's little spots that are like an oasis that open up. I saw one, the Leichhardt Falls, a little earlier this morning, and it'd be great if we could broadcast from there, but literally, it's you, the falls running over the rocks. Where's that place for you?
Well, if I told you that, it wouldn't be a secret anymore, but...
Come on, share it.
Yeah, no, I've got a few little places that we like to go and, I suppose, retreat to, but... I often take the kids down there and we go riding or go for a bit of a fish and have a bit of a look around and swim, and there's just no one around you. It's just it's something that you just can't get anywhere else, I think.